soon as you are able, woman, well, I am willing to make the break that we are on the brink of. My cup is on the table, my love is feeling, waiting here for you to take and drink of. So if you're tired of the same,
is In the Know for Tuesday, January 30th, the 30th day of 2018. There are 335 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to give you knowledge, things you need to know today, things happening in the news, things happening tonight that you need to pay attention to, changes going on across the country, this week's new video releases. We've got today's water cooler question. We'll be giving you a chance to win tickets to the Cosair Circus coming up in Louisville. I believe that's going to be next weekend, so we've got that and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's B. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Were you singing in the car on the way here?
I really was.
You were? Yeah.
Yes.
You shouldn't be afraid to do that. It reduces stress, boosts mood, and even increases breathing capacity. And don't worry about what you sound like. Research shows that up to 90% of us can actually carry a tune.
Well, that's
not my experience. More than 1 in 10 people can't sing, as far as I've been able to observe. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Emery Thomas. Hey. How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm not too bad for a Tuesday.
It's a cold Tuesday.
It is cold. Tired of it already.
Oh, I don't want to have to break out the gloves again, but I think I'm going to today.
I'm just going to keep my hands in my pockets and then not go outside.
Yeah, stay inside.
That's just what I'll do. Now, I'm about to give you a piece of knowledge that, used irresponsibly, could ruin your Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now, used responsibly, it might be okay.
Okay.
But it pertains to the Super Bowl commercials.
Okay.
If you're just in it for the commercials, or say you're going to be out of the country on Sunday for whatever reason and won't be able to participate, you can preview many of them at SuperBowl-ads.com. SuperBowl-ads.com.
I don't want a preview.
Nor do I.
To be able to go back and watch it after I see it in real time, then go follow up with the website and consume it again.
I agree.
Yeah, you'll be able to do that. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you, for whatever reason, it's like early voting.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get to the polling place on Sunday for whatever reason, there you go. Now, I can't do anything about the game.
If people share these on social media, and give me spoilers.
Uh-huh. You're going to get spoiled.
Because that's the only reason, the food and the commercials and the company. It's the only reason I show up for Super Bowl.
Halftime show. Yep.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There are four things. The game is not one of them.
We went from one to four in a hurry.
It's a big menu, my friend.
Here are things you need to know for today. President Trump will give his State of the Union address tonight. He will trumpet a robust economy and push for bipartisan congressional action on immigration in the annual address. He's got a new Putin list out today. People that are listed on the Kremlin website and the Russian cabinet that have ties to Putin, but no punishment for those.
Okay.
He is the FBI continues to be they're trying to. Do they release the memo? Do they not release the memo? There's big doings going on at the FBI. Today, A new group of child experts has sent a letter to Mark Zuckerberg arguing that younger children aren't ready to have social media accounts.
Amen.
And they are looking for ways to protect their own privacy. So, you know, there are rules.
There are.
For having those apps. But if parents are complicit in aiding kids on how to break the rules for having said apps, then it doesn't accomplish much. But maybe we need greater restrictions on that. And what else do you need to know? Oh, I forgot to tell you. In the State of the Union address tonight, one of the invited guests will be a double amputee retired Marine from Kentucky. Mm. He is a his name is Matthew Brafford, retired Kentucky Marine Matthew Brafford. He lost both legs and was blinded in an explosion in Iraq 11 years ago, and he'll be one of President Trump's special guests when he delivers the State of the Union address tonight. So you'll probably see him up in the gallery, which is pretty common. You know, presidents will do that. Is there anything else you need to know? Oh, good news if you're following along with the Olympics. You know the movie Cool Runnings, the Jamaican bobsled team? Nigeria has their first bobsled team in the Olympics this year.
That's
so another,
fun.
It is an African nation down there going Cool Runnings 2.0. Also today is the final filing deadline for candidacy in 2018. Candidates have until 4 o'clock to file their papers at either the Secretary of State's office in Frankfurt, for state-oriented offices, and then for local offices, it will be at the county clerk's office, not only here in Grayson County, but throughout. It does not apply to those who file as independent candidates who have until April the 2nd, and write-in candidates have until October the 26th to file a declaration of candidacy. So currently in Grayson County, we're tracking about 40 candidates, and we will have an updated list as soon as that filing deadline closes. So I think a lot of people will be hanging around the courthouse at 4 o'clock today.
Possibly.
Looking for any last minute moves. I'd like to go ahead and announce I'm not running for anything.
Yeah.
I'd like to be on the record. It's the first to announce I'm not. I ain't doing it. As Heather Land says. Mm-hmm. But I'll be happy to talk about those who are. Isn't that swell of me?
Now, it is so good of you.
Once 4 o'clock comes and goes, then the General Assembly might start moving here in this 2018 session.
Get her done.
Which has a lot of heavy moving parts that they have to address. Mm-hmm. They have a budget, the biennial budget that they have to take care of, and then pension reform. But they have been slow to do anything. One, they couldn't get any traction in the first week or two of the session. And then as the January 30 deadline looms, they're all waiting to see what the political landscape looks like before they dig in and dig in with the shovels. And you know what happens when you start shoveling? You start slinging some mud, right?
It gets messy.
Right? It does get messy. But it's interesting that they keep asking the legislature. Like, a journalist asked Speaker Pro Tem David Osborne, like, well, what's taking so long on the budget and the pension? And he says, what did he call it?
I can make something up if you can't find it.
Yeah, it's an incredibly difficult budget, and we keep trying to find some way to make it easier and thinking the more that we break it down, we'll surely find some way to make it easier. Yeah, that's political speak for just wait till January 30th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Chilton's been probably sitting with his legs up for the last couple of days, like the budget director. He's like, they're like, no, don't come out of your office. We're locking you in this office until 4 o'clock on Tuesday. So maybe we'll start to see more revealed. Now, I have fun with that, but it is there major budget problems going on. Okay. And it will be difficult. But my point is that don't you need every day possible to tackle this issue?
Yes.
Didn't you need every waking hour that you're in this session to get this addressed? And the fact that you just wait until January the 30th just looks like politics.
Yeah, I can tell you, though, when they get those bills, if you are doing your job and doing it right, you are reading through all of those bills. It is an exhausting general session for those representatives
True.
And senators.
True.
If you're truly doing our work, and those bills are huge.
So do you think they've seen it and we haven't?
Possibly.
Hard to know.
Mm-hmm.
A circle back to Sunday afternoon that we didn't bring you yesterday morning. Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, actually, about 3:30. Sheriff's Office, Aneta, and LFD, as well as EMS, went to 6400 block of Peonia Road to a single vehicle accident. They found a 2005 Ford passenger car driven by 38-year-old Charles Bays of Cub Run traveling east on Peonia Road. When the vehicle left the roadway and struck an embankment, the Ford then went airborne, landed on its side. The vehicle continued sliding on its side before coming to rest after striking a utility pole. He and his passenger, Serena Bruner of Vine Grove, were trapped in the heavily damaged vehicle and had to be extricated by the Aneta and Litchfield fire personnel. Both victims were transported to the airport, Grayson County Airport, and then airlifted to U of L with serious injuries. So you can read more about that at K105.com. A Kentucky judge in over in Meade County, well, actually covers our district as well, Judge Bruce Butler, says that a state prosecutor acted out of vindictiveness when he charged two men with kidnapping and perjury after the state Supreme Court vacated their murder convictions. Do you remember this story within the last year? It's these two guys that have been served. They've served multiple years. They were convicted of killing Rhonda Warford as part of a satanic ritual and spent more than 20 years in prison before new DNA evidence led justices to order a new trial. So this has been a big goings on over in Meade County within the last year. Well, a Judge Butler has ruled that that an assistant attorney general, Perry Ryan, was acting out of vindictiveness when he had a grand jury indict these two again. So they'd already served more than 20 years, and come to find out, most all of their evidence was circumstantial. Well, the attorney general's office has taken a little bit of a black eye on this. The governor used it as an opportunity to say the attorney general's office is disconnected yet again. But when you come and find out, it may act, then the attorney general's office says, oh, wait a minute, the Commonwealth attorney's office here is the one, is the reason we're in this shape, and we just kind of late to the party. So there's a lot of finger pointing going on over in Brandenburg in the, between David Williams' office, between the attorney general's office, between Judge Butler's office. It's like, so where we are now, I don't know. But Butler dismissed the perjury and kidnapping charges, which the attorney general's office said were pursued by a Meade County processor, which is Commonwealth Attorney's Office. So a lot of, no, you all did it. No, you didn't. Yeah. No, you didn't.
Any more details on that?
Well, I will tell you, the Courier-Journal has a lengthy, lengthy story about it. If you'd like to read it, you can track that down. I gave you kind of an abridged version to bring your attention to it. The, speaking of finger pointing, Governor Bevin was speaking on Sunday at an event that the Koch brothers, you know, the Koch brothers are nationally funding all these, they're sort of portrayed in the campaign. John Lithgow and the, and Dan Aykroyd are sort of satirically portrayed as the Koch brothers, in that movie starring Will Ferrell. But our governor was at an event in California on Sunday, speaking to an event that they had, and some people are trying to be critical because he was speaking at this event on the day of prayer for Marshall County. And I find that to be pretty petty. He was a featured guest Sunday at the exclusive weekend retreat near Palm Springs, California. It was sponsored by the political network backed by conservative industrialists, Charles and David Koch. He was one of just two governors on the guest list. He did not address the shooting directly in multiple appearances attended, which was allowed to, by the press, which was allowed to cover parts of the, private event. In one panel discussion with reporters, he promoted his efforts to help rehabilitate felons. He says, we've created an entire third class of citizens. He says, and then at a subsequent speech before nearly 550 donors, he drew a standing ovation after likening the conservative money men to modern-day John Hancocks, a reference to the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, let's protect our culture. Our culture is crumbling. Now, that goes along with what we were hearing from him earlier in the week.
Right.
So, you'll find people like, unfortunately, here's where we are in our society. You will take one goofball who will just take that section about John Hancock and then tweet it out, And then you'll find other powerful statewide media people, Matt Jones, that will retweet it and then add a comment because he has an agenda generally against Governor Bevin.
Right.
And so you don't take the thing in its entire context of what he was trying to do. The entire point, one of the entire points he was trying to make was trying to rehabilitate felons to further bolster our labor force and our families and our, he, you know, using the phrase third class citizens. And that's kind of how we treat a lot of the people that we've incarcerated and we've not given them the things. But I think anyone who is being critical of the governor being there instead of in the Commonwealth is working an agenda of some kind. He was in Marshall County hours after that shooting a week ago today.
Right.
He was back there on Friday speaking in an assembly of grieving family members and community members and signed the proclamation. He again reiterated the proclamation on Sunday. He did not tweet. He did not Facebook Live from his event in California saying, look where I am today. And he was previously scheduled to do that. What more do you want from the man?
Yeah. But you can, you know, some people you're just never going to make happy. They're always going to find something to complain about. And the thing is, typically those people I find completely irrational in their lives, the way that they handle things, because they're constantly looking to go against a party instead of an idea or concept, which makes me insane.
They deal in sound bites and 140 character tweets than in context.
Mm-hmm.
Is what they want to do, and they just do it again for personal gain of some kind to maintain level of importance. But the Louisville Metropolitan Sewer District has broken ground on a $200 million tunnel that will direct rainwater and sewage away from the Ohio River.
Wow. That's a big pipe.
The initiative is part of a nearly $1 billion waterway cleanup plan required by state regulators and the U.S. EPA. Construction began January 10th and is expected to be finished by December 31 of 2020. Now, we are building a $200 million tunnel of poo in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It is. It is.
Here's what I want to know. Heretofore, where's the poo been going?
Right. Certainly the Ohio River.
We've lived this long without this tunnel.
Well, could be what's wrong with a lot of us. It is in the water. There's something in the water.
Yeah.
Ew.
Somebody finally said, you know what we need? A tunnel.
A tunnel of poo. So,
we need it.
I need to know where the tunnel's going now.
Oh, why? You want to buy lakefront property?
Well, I just wonder, where's the end of the tunnel?
There are the coordinates.
Is it like the end of the rainbow?
Where do you live? I live at the mouth of the poo tunnel.
Better than the end.
Right.
I guess so, yeah. I want to offer congratulations to the Grayson County High School academic team for its excellent performance at the Governor's Cup District competition over the weekend. They defeated McLean County, Ohio County, and Edmondson County to take first place in quick recall, and the first overall in total points. Congratulations to them. You can see photographs of them at K105.com and all the members there. Also, a quick note, the Edmondson County Lady Wildcat basketball team finished runner-up in the All-A Classic at Eastern Kentucky University. Mm-hmm. That was a big feat for them, so congratulations. And the Grayson County Middle School 7th grade basketball team, boys basketball team, earned a trip to the final round of the Green River Valley Conference following their 49-43 victory over Ohio County last night at Butler County Middle School. The young Cougars defeated Butler County 50-32 on Saturday to reach Monday's semifinal. The Cougars will face Hancock County in the championship final Monday at 5:30 in Morgantown. And the last blockbuster video in the state of Texas is closing for good.
Oh, I feel like the 90s just wrapped up.
Edinburgh, Texas. Customers flocked to a Texas business for one last time to say goodbye to a beloved local institution. The last blockbuster video store in the state of Texas. That takes us down to 8 stores remaining. 8 blockbuster stores. There is one in Bend, Oregon. And there are 7 in Alaska, one of which is ready to close. So one by one. That means more places in Alaska are getting broadband. The more stores are closed, the better the internet gets in Alaska.
Either that or they're all deciding to homestead.
They can't find,
they're going backwards.
They can't find movies anymore. The kids, back in the day, we can't. kept movies in plastic containers.
I know, right?
We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know from K105 at AM 870 The Move. Whoop-de-doo design on the square in Litchfield where we are walking up toward Valentine's Day. And we've got a very great Brighton Jewelry promotion for you. Spend $100 on Brighton Jewelry and get this Brighton tote. Here you go, ladies. See the tote?
Oh, that's too cute.
Going to win the tote.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, you spend $100 on Vera Bradley, get a free gift from Whoop-de-doo Design as well. And if you're looking for something a little smaller, there are a bunch of new Beanie Boo stuffed animals for Valentine's Day, in addition to your traditional roses and all that stuff at Whoop-de-doo Design on the square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating Croissant Day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like a croissant?
Oh, I do.
About the only time that I like the croissant mm-hmm. is at Rafferty's on the salad.
I can say that I like it just about any time.
Yeah.
Right, well, stale,
but those
raw,
are really good.
Cold, warm.
It's the only time
those
that I
good.
Really eat one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why. I mean, when I go to France,
mm-hmm.
I'll have a croissant.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like saying croissant. And
croissant. I didn't know he was French.
It is also Yodel for Your Neighbor's Day.
Okay. I'm probably not going to do that.
But it is also Escape Day. So if you decide it's Yodel at Your Neighbor Day, I'll decide it's Escape Day.
Have an escape plan.
And run away from you. All right. Medieval Times is replacing all of its kings with queens. Have you ever been to Medieval
mm-hmm,
Times?
I have.
It's a lot like the Dixie Stampede, the Stampede,
mm-hmm.
only set in medieval times. You have knights and lords you have jousting and so it's a dinner and a show. And do they supply silverware?
No, they do not.
Okay.
Cornish hens, baked potatoes, tomato soup.
Exactly, just like Dolly Parton's Stampede.
Yep.
Only they do theirs in country and western theme.
Mm-hmm.
But Medieval Times has started dethroning all of its castles, male monarchs, in recent weeks and replacing them with queens. Now, certainly in medieval times, no matter what you thought of the male of the species, it is required. You will have no future queens without kings.
This is right? Scientific proof.
Right. See, there mm-hmm. there is hard scientific proof
mm-hmm.
that you must have the male of the species in order to have the feminine form of the species.
This is true. I need your rib, my friend.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Yes.
However, and so I wondered, okay, who in the Medieval Times organization made this decision? Was this a strong-willed woman, or is this some goofy man that thinks, hey, if we do this, people will like us more?
Well, it gets them into the media, if nothing else, so they got a lot of free advertising.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, here's where they ultimately went wrong with me.
Okay.
Some clever, logical-thinking journalist said, okay, if you're removing all of the kings, what do you call the hired help that brings you your meal? And they maintained that those were to be called wenches.
Uh-oh.
See?
If you're going to liberate the medieval times.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Didn't think that one through now, did you?
Oh, dear. Why can't they just have both, kings and queens? We had both.
There were both. And we're not even scientists haven't yet figured out a way to exclude one gender from society, mm-hmm. even to this point. Sure, we're cloning monkeys now, but we haven't quite figured out how to do it in, human form.
Yep. So, well, then there's that.
I don't know. I shared the story last week about the serial stowaway.
Uh-huh. She was, what, 60?
Yes. 66. Yes. Her name is Marilyn Hartman. After she was arrested yet again earlier this month in Chicago for boarding a plane without a ticket, Marilyn Hartman was ordered by a Cook County judge to wear an ankle monitor. But because her home is in a different county, another judge rescinded the monitor on Thursday and warned her three times to stay away from O'Hare and Midway. But somewhat predictably, she was arrested again just 3 days later on Sunday after officers received a call about a woman refusing to leave a part of O'Hare. She was charged with trespassing on state land in violation of a bail bond and was ordered held without bond until a hearing on Wednesday. Now, I've watched with great humor this story, but the longer I've paid attention, I believe this lady is in need of serious mental health services.
Yes.
See, I thought for a while there was a chance that this lady was just being clever. Mm-hmm. You know, this was her thing. This was her hobby. It's like, I'm going to show you guys how I can beat the system.
Right.
But my belief now is that she's not in her right mind and she needs some medical help.
I think if you put yourself in a piece of luggage and get stowed away, probably are not dealing a full deck of cards.
Well, and I don't know that she went to that. I think she was just evading. I don't think she was in. I think she has been in cargo holds, but I don't think she managed a way to get into a cargo hold. She wasn't in a suitcase that I'm aware of.
I just assumed she was in a bag because who wouldn't see her laying up there?
I don't know. That's the most troubling thing of the whole thing is that how does she keep getting through?
Right.
You know, we supposedly have the most sophisticated transportation security in the world.
She's stealthy.
But yet this 66-year-old woman, and maybe because of her deficits, maybe she doesn't appear to be a threat, so people sort of turn the other way, and she's allowed to just sort of go on. Because they think, oh, she's not harming anything.
She's like the airport ninja.
Well, no, she's going to harm herself. So, you know. What else? Oh, we've been talking about autonomous cars.
Mm-hmm.
Ford has applied for a patent to create an autonomous police car. A copless cruiser.
To do what?
Capable of detecting traffic violations such as speeding and then wirelessly communicate with the vehicle and its human driver to verify identity and issue a citation.
Well, if we don't find more respect for our police officers, I guess this is where we're headed.
The autonomous police car would be able to tap into surveillance cameras to spot the infractions, or the car might just see the violation like a human driver rolling through a stop sign on its own. The copless police car would capture an image of the license plate, pursue the vehicle, and begin communicating with the driver. So this is what we've come to. Okay.
The future's looking scary, my friend. Right? Yeah. The future's looking scary.
Yeah, it looks very Judge Dredd or something.
Yeah. Like part of society is going into this homesteading mode backwards. Like I want to live off the land. I want to, you know, have a horse and buggy. I want to be more friendly to the earth. And then the other side of the earth is like everything robotic.
Right.
I don't want to deal with humans ever again.
Hey, Misty, who is the who's the pastor that does the bit that you like the... what's your relationship with soap and water?
Oh, Creeful Dollar.
Okay. So I love that. He's got that whole list of things you ask, right?
Yes.
When you're
yes.
like, what is your relationship with soap and water?
Do you shower in the morning or do you take a shower at night? What is your relationship with soap and water?
Exactly. Here are 10 things to know before marriage. Right? Number one, don't fall in love with looks. Yep.
Yep.
That's a short run game.
Yep.
That's a short run. Now I will say, looks really most of the time don't get any better. You know, so, I mean, so you can start out at a high level, but you know, don't expect that that's what you're going to get.
The maintenance is a lot.
Right.
The maintenance is a lot on that.
Number two, value your friendship.
Yes, absolutely.
Number three, every day won't be a bed of roses. There are days you have to sleep in the thorns.
Hey, there's Band-Aids.
That's right. Love is a commitment, not a feeling.
Thank you.
Number five, start saving for the future now.
Yesterday, people, get it together.
Number six, talk about your life and financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, don't expect your partner to make you happy. Oh, yeah. That's what I call the happy together principle. I can't make you happy and you can't make me happy, but we can be happy together.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, observe spending habits. Number nine, extended family. Now, you might not be living with your spouse's family every day, but these are the people that you're going to spend holidays with,
mm-hmm.
going to spend perhaps vacations with at some point in time. So
save up for the for your room by yourself.
Observe how they interact with one another, because eventually that's how they're going to interact with you. Number 10, religion, values, and children. All important things to figure out before marriage. A couple was arrested on a plane claiming they were, quote, joking around about joining the Mile High Club.
Oh, dear.
Two inebriated and frisky flyers were arrested after a woman was appearing to lay her head on the lap of another passenger during a return flight from Las Vegas, and said they were joking around about joining the Mile High Club. The couple from Minnesota, identified in an airport report as Teresa Kahn and Tyler Boehm, were handcuffed soon after landing on January 21st at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, according to the Star Tribune there.
Exhibitionist.
That's right. Now, I recommend it's much safer to join the Mile Ahead Club. Right? That's when you wrestle behind a Cracker Barrel billboard.
Get a room. Get a room.
Thanks to Ron White for that one. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. You know, the internet was called the Galactic Network when it was first created.
I kind of like that though.
I like it. I like it better, although it's not very practical.
No,
you know, like, oh, I got to go get on the Galactic Network.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you have problems, oh, I need to contact my Galactic Network service provider.
Yeah.
ISP is easier.
It'd be shortened to GN.
Yeah, I guess.
So I like the internet better.
So, but would we then have the G phone?
Probably.
And the G pad?
I like go get on the line better.
Right. I'm just, you know, it's just one of those, one of those things. Oh, I got a spot of good news this morning. Tom Hanks has been cast as Mr. Rogers in the new biopic.
That's pretty good.
Right.
That's pretty solid.
It's called You Are My Friend, and it will, Tom Hanks will star. You Are My Friend is inspired by the real life friendship between Fred Rogers and award winning journalist Tom Junod.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, when you look at all the great roles that Tom Hanks has played, including Forrest Gump,
that's pretty good.
If there's anybody that can just nail Mr. Rogers, it can be Tom Hanks.
I like it.
I wish it would come out this weekend. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
I will, too. Bye, neighbor. All right, here's today's water cooler question. Up for grabs. Four tickets to the Cosair Shrine Circus in Louisville. It's next weekend. And I believe it's next weekend. Yeah, we'll check on the date. Anyway, four tickets to the Cosair Shrine Circus. Did you know the Cosair Shrine Circus, as my understanding is, they still have elephants?
How were they doing that?
All the other circuses
have
bailed out on the elephants.
They just made a decision. That's
it. We said we still have elephants. But you have to answer today's water cooler question by calling 270-259-6000. Nearly 3 in 10 of us have called in sick to work after this. Nearly 3 in 10 of us have called in sick to work after this. 270-259-6000. Nearly 3 in 10 of us have called in sick to work after this. 270-259-6000. February 9th and February 11th, dates of the Coast Air Shrine Circus that we have tickets for you. Fuller House renewed for season 4.
Yay!
Danny, Joey, Jesse, Rebecca are all moving back to San Francisco. Did we know this already?
I did.
You suspected yes. that was happening?
Yeah, well, and I see stuff in my newsfeed.
Yeah, gotcha. Spoilers and such.
Yeah.
Spiders and spoilers and such. Oh, my. Should we go ahead and give Jennifer a shot?
Yeah.
All right, we'll give Jennifer the first shot at this. Jennifer, nearly 3 in 10 of us have called in sick to work after this.
Is it after the Super Bowl?
After the Super Bowl is correctamundo. That's what Misty guessed. It's pretty timely. That's why I would ask this question on a day like today. So here's my point to ponder. And Jennifer, I'm going to let you help. I hear some people say they call out sick to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said call in sick to work. Have you heard people do both?
I have, now that you say that.
Yeah, I've only heard them call in to work, but...
Yeah,
that's me.
Me too.
I think I hear more of that.
I think like on the East Coast, they say, I called out to work. Called out. I'm out. Like saying, I'm out. Hold on, Jennifer. Oracle's going to get your information. And enjoy your time at the circus with the lions and the tigers. And I don't know if they have bears or not, but they might. New on video this week, Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. So this is about the creator of Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And he basically had mirror families. He had his wife and kids, and then he had mistress and kids. And he was inspired to create Wonder Woman. I don't know how the inspiration came, but Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Madea Halloween. Oh, just in time for Valentine's Day. A Madea Halloween is out on Blu-ray today. The Last Flag Flying is out, and The Square is out today as well. What else? Cardi B. We told you Cardi B kind of stole the night the other night with Bruno Mars. She had some interesting, on the red carpet, she had some interesting descriptions for her feelings about when she found out Bruno Mars wanted to collaborate with her, which we won't share with you. But she did say after the Grammys that she wanted Bruno Mars, she wanted to know, she was so grateful for being able to perform with him that she offered him her kidney. If you ever need a kidney, I got you, she said.
Wow. That's a lot of gratitude, right?
That's
I don't got
true,
that for Bruno Mars.
True gratitude. Let's see. Yeah, I think Bruno Mars can find a kidney before he needs me.
Sure.
You know, he's loaded. He can buy all the kidneys
he
needs to.
He doesn't want my kidney.
That's right. Grammy executives are defending not letting Lorde perform solo. She was one of the only females that was nominated for Song of the Year.
I wondered why.
She did not. And they just said it's hard to have a balanced show. And it is. But that goes along with kind of like one of the overdriving themes.
Mm-hmm.
People were complaining that all the men won. Well, think about it. All the ladies were off cycle in the sense that you had no Beyonce album.
Right.
You had no Kelly Clarkson album. You had no Adele album. You had no Pink album. She wasn't qualified. She's had an album out, but it was after the Grammy deadline. When you take those powerhouses out, I mean, Adele cleaned house last year.
What about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, she didn't qualify for Grammys for whatever reason. She wasn't nominated.
Huh,
and I don't know why that is, but I'm saying, what do you think there should be quotas? And you can say, okay, well, here are the female Grammys, like they do the Oscars, or there wasn't that much good content out there. Cardi B had the best year of any female artist.
I thought it odd that Lorde was nominated. My eldest daughter said that's who her pick was because she had bought the album, fell in love with it. But I said to her, I can't tell you any song on that album. So she played the most popular song. I still was not familiar with it. She argued the case that the Grammys was not about popularity. It was about artistry. And I'm like, no, I don't. I think some popularity has to play into that.
I know the ratings were down. They were down 24% from last year.
But I think that plays in that everybody wants to turn these things into political, you know, places to give their political speeches. And I'm tired of that.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't even spend any time yesterday and didn't want to on the Fire and Fury bit that they did when they got Hillary involved. Yeah. Again, got to politicize everything that they're doing. Alicia Cara apparently took some backlash over her Best New Artist win. And she said, I didn't go to Grammy.com and submit myself. That's not how it works. I didn't ask to be submitted.
Right.
I was nominated and I won.
Right.
So shut up. You know, like, well, good for you.
Yeah.
And, oh, we saw it the other night, but I didn't get to talk about it yesterday. When Camila Cabello was talking, and then Jay-Z and Beyonce were applauding, and Ivy Blue gave them the stop clapping.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it.
It is
like
a meme already. You see, they're like, she goes, just like Beyonce would do. Right?
She's it was
like
funny.
Spitting image. There she, there's a picture of her from the other night. Chris Stapleton has had a great week.
Cute.
He's going to be on Colbert tonight. He was on SNL with Sturgill Simpson the other night. He won Grammy of the Year. And he's talking about his work with Justin Timberlake. Is there a chance he could show up in Minneapolis?
That would be nice.
Is there a chance Chris Stapleton could be on? And here's why.
That would be cherry on the ice cream.
It's not just say something. It's not just say something, but I'd like to introduce you to this sound. Listen closely. Not to the applause. Chris Stapleton. The first songs you hear, the first guitar that you hear, it's Chris Stapleton. He's even on Filthy.
Oh, wow.
So he's all over the album.
Huh.
So will he be at the Super Bowl?
He has to be.
He's got to be.
He has
right?
to be.
We got to get to a break. We'll finish it up for the morning here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. Point to ponder for today. If that one store is always lowering prices every day, how come nothing's free yet?
Right? That's what I want to know. Where's the free rack?
If you lower it every day, eventually, stuff's got to start getting free.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And as far as I know, I mean, I don't know because I couldn't witness it firsthand, but I've heard no reports of such occurring. So, just like to point that out. On television tonight, the president is on. The president's on! But he is on Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC. And he won't be on for all night, I don't believe, but he'll be on for a while. Jimmy Kimmel has Kerry Washington. You might know her as Olivia Pope. But she also has Stormy Daniels, or Kimmel has Stormy Daniels. You all don't know the name Stormy Daniels?
I don't think I do.
No, not enlighten
She's
me.
Been discussed in the last couple of weeks as the porn star who alleges to have had a relationship with the president.
Yes.
In the months following Barron Trump's birth.
So they think Barron's her son?
No, I don't think they're going quite that far. Joe Scarborough and Chrissy Teigen are on Jimmy Fallon. Chris Stapleton and Jon Favreau are on Colbert tonight. James Corden has Helen Mirren and J.K. Simmons. On CBS, after the president is finished telling you what he's going to tell you, The Super Bowl greatest commercials of 2018 are on. Boomer Esiason and Daniela Rua are the co-hosts of that event. Today's highlight in history, the Tet Offensive began in Vietnam this day in 1968. In 1649, England's King Charles I was executed for high treason. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, born this date in 1882. The first episode of the Lone Ranger radio program aired this date in 1933. The Beatles staged an impromptu concert atop Apple headquarters in London this date in 1969. It was the group's last public performance. Now, kids, this is not the Apple Computer Company. When we say on top of the Apple headquarters, mm-hmm. it's the Apple record label, not Steve Jobs' Apple.
That is confusing, though.
Sure. They say they had iPhones in 1969? Now, it's a different kind of iPad. It involved a three-ring binder and a pencil. In 1981, an estimated 2 million New Yorkers turned out for a ticker tape parade honoring the American hostages freed from Iran. I remember this. So it was 6 months before my 10th birthday. And I remember the euphoria over the hostages coming home from Iran. Let's see. Birthdays today. Gene Hackman is 88.
Wow.
Gene Hackman is a tremendous actor.
He is.
Vanessa Redgrave is 81 today. Former VP Dick Cheney is 77. Phil Collins is 67. Charles S. Dutton is 67. Curtis Strange is 63. Jody Watley is 59. And actor Wilmer Valderrama is 38 today.
Aww.
Fez.
I love Fez.
Yeah, that's his name right on the show? Yes. I didn't watch
The 70s
show. But he's on NCIS now. Mm-hmm. So.
He is?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll know him as nothing but Fez forever.
Yeah.
He's really been stereotyped as Fez forever.
But he does a good job. He does a good enough job with his character on NCIS Now, it's easier for me because I'm not immersed in that 70s show.
It took me a bit. But I love him. It's very minimized.
Aww. Yeah, it's not much to it. Payne Stewart was born this date in 1957. Golfing great. Gone way too soon. Chart toppers, 1951.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see.
Did you ever ride the Tennessee Waltz at Opryland? That was the Swings.
They played
the Tennessee Waltz. Not the Patti Page version, but they played the Tennessee Waltz when you rode the Tennessee Waltz.
I introduced her to my loved one.
All right.
Whew. Putting me to sleep.
Well, you need to stay awake for something?
Yeah, maybe my day, but then there's that.
All right, let's move to 1960 is the year. 60 is the year. 60 is the year.
Of the river.
Johnny Preston.
Stood running there. Young Indian brave. On the other side of the river. Stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove. Was of her name. Such a lovely sight to see.
There you go. Get it.
But their tribes.
I only had a tambourine.
With each other. So their love could never
be. Here comes the chorus.
Running bare, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running bare.
You thought it was going to be something else?
I did, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
She thought it was going to be the Hooked on a Feeling.
Yes.
Ooga shaka, ooga shaka.
Oh, yeah.
I was really hoping for that. I'm sorry.
1969. Fly the Family Stones. Air Day People.
I like this one too.
I am everyday people. Yeah.
Part of that song always just reminds me like of a big na 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 boo boo.
Yeah, it does.
You know, like ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Let's move ahead a decade. Let's go to 1978. Randy Newman.
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live.
Well,
they got little hands, little eyes.
He tells an interesting story about this song, actually.
They got little noses, tiny little teeth. Yeah, well, that's
so he went on, of course, You've Got a Friend in Me. You know, you did the Toy Story albums, Randy Newman.
Right. Oh, he needed something to make up for that.
Right.
But it was a number
right.
one song.
I mean, if that song
that's
was
terrible.
Released in today's culture.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I
Holy
mean,
smokes.
He wasn't using the M word. But if what you read what he meant about short people, you might feel differently about him.
I'm getting excited.
I would do at this
87.
Moment.
87. Getting better.
When you're standing before me with tears in your eyes.
If you weren't a teenager or older in 87, you don't fully understand that a single episode of a television show mm-hmm. launched this song to number one. You know, if it weren't for
you
Alex P. Keaton, Billy Vera, no one's ever heard of it.
Well, I wasn't a teenager, and I still get
well, but
so there
you,
are a few of us
yeah,
out there.
You're
yeah,
on there. Kind of the...
Yeah.
What did you think?
There's some real hot sax at the end of that song, too, that's phenomenal.
Listen, my sister came in the other night. She'd been to church in Bowling Green, and
yeah.
she recorded the guy who was leading praise that day,
yeah.
and the guy who plays saxophone there, I got to go get some Jesus on with her
was
at her
it
church.
An LH?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, okay. All right, no, let's compare notes after
yeah.
the show.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard that song before?
Once or twice.
Yeah. That was the James Corden the other night. We don't really have time to tell this story, but after Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee did Despacito,
mm-hmm.
James Corden acted like he hadn't heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, that's a good, if they can ever get on the radio, that's going to be a hit. Do you know that song?
Oh, yeah.
Ciara.
Big
and
fan.
Missy Elliott. Is that before or after the Misdemeanors? 2014. One Republic. Counting Stars. MD's Pearl of Wisdom for today.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
A friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you.
Amen.
A friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.